Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines, and today's topic is on the subject of hair loss. And we'd like to welcome to Hair Radio Dr. Linda Amerson. Doctor, welcome to Hair Radio.
Thank you so much, Mr. Hines, for having me today.
Well, we're glad that you're here. Now, along with myself, you also, we have a special treat, Darlene Alexander, who is the Vice President of Heavenly Essence, Inc. Now, they're the creators of Purity Hair Care Products, is on the line as well, and she'll be co-hosting with us. So a special treat for us and the listeners of Hair Radio. Darlene, welcome to Hair Radio.
Oh, thank you, Carrie, for having me here today. I really appreciate it.
Well, listen, we want to jump on in to this very, very big subject. And I guess the first thing that we probably want to do is to tell everyone that hair loss is so vast, and there's so many different parts to it. But if we must break it down and start at the beginning, and Darlene, you can certainly jump on in, but I'm thinking that, Dr. Amerson, maybe it would be a good idea for you to tell everyone about or what exactly is alopecia and the general topic of hair loss.
Okay, absolutely. Alopecia is the medical term for hair loss, and it is a very broad umbrella for several different categories of alopecia, and many consumers do not realize that, and sometimes that is not always conveyed in a very layman's term to them, that just because one person has one category, the other person may have something totally different or a combination of different types of alopecia. So what I do in my practice, I am a doctor of trichology, which means I have furthered my education, and my level is directly below dermatology and right above cosmetology and barber styling. So I actually get to the root of the problem by incorporating microscopes to give an accurate diagnosis. I look at internal factors as well as external factors, which is very, very important to have regrowth possible at all. Absolutely.
Now, would you tell us a little bit on what some of those internal factors might be?
Some of the internal factors may include nutrition. Now, nutrition is a very, very important factor. Other factors could be mechanical, such as the type of heat appliances that a person uses, whether it's the flat iron or the curling iron or the waving iron, et cetera. These are also contributors to some of the scalp damage and hair damage that I see on a daily basis.
Now, how much of this, just to kind of go back a little bit, Dr. Amerson, how much of this would you say is a real problem? Like, say, for the general public, do you have any idea how many people are actually suffering with hair loss, just overall, just an idea?
Yes, absolutely. The latest statistics is over 80 million Americans are affected with some form of alopecia.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, that is amazing. Now, Dr. Emerson, when you said that, you stated about the types of alopecia, now, can a person also have two types of alopecia?
Oh, absolutely. There can be multiple types of alopecia and scalp disorders that occur simultaneously.
Okay.
For example, I've seen cases where they may have alopecia areata, they may have seborrheic dermatitis, they may have telogen effluvium, they may have inflammation of the scalp, erythema, pruritus, as well as hair breakage. So that is definitely a possibility.
Wow. Now, what are some of the treatments for these types of alopecia?
That depends on, I take it on a case-by-case basis.
Okay.
I look at the most, if it's in just a scalp condition, for example, if a person comes in and they complain about their scalp is just itching profusely, and I see bacterial infections on the scalp, I see hair breakage, hair thinning, inflammation, and pruritus. Well, the most severe condition needs to be assessed first, which is the bacterial infection.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that I will address first. Once that is cleared, the scalp is much healthier.
Right.
And then we can concentrate on the hair regrowth process. I find that so many consumers, they want to just focus on the hair regrowth.
Yes.
And they do not think the importance of the scalp is as vital as it should be. So that is something that I constantly have to educate my patients and other consumers, that a healthy scalp is the utmost vital to a healthy hair.
Wow. That is just very interesting, very interesting. Wow.
Well, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, today the topic discussion is on hair loss, and I am co-hosting today's program with Darlene Alexander. Now, she is the Vice President of Heavenly Essence, Inc., and they're the creators of Purity Hair Care Products. And you can, of course, reach them at heavenlyessence.net. And we'll be talking with Darlene a little bit.
Morning coffee, vanilla latte sip to go. Drink it slow.
Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Tuesday morning. August 8th of 2023. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines. It's about 7:07 in the morning, New York time. 6:07 for you in Central Time Zone. Let me bring to the line my co-star. You guys know her well. She's from Water Valley, Mississippi. We're talking about the one and only Nicole Marie. Good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning.
Again, happy mid-show.
Happy mid-show. Yes, wonderful Tuesday. How
I'm
you
not
doing
sure
this
if you guys
Harry?
Can hear me out there. Let me just make sure that you can hear me. Hope Let me see. I think we got it. Omri, are you there?
Oh yeah, I'm here.
Hi.
Good morning.
Okay.
Happy
Midso.
Good
morning to you. Happy show.
Oh yes. How you doing this morning, Gary?
I am doing so beautifully. I feel like I have just enjoyed the best rest in all of life. Yes, I'm doing
awesome.
Great.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's great
yes,
for you, Gary.
It's good to be with everybody.
Well,
here's the thing. A couple things I've got to do here in New York. First of all, I was so frustrated, guys, up there, and I know you feel the same way when it comes to technology. I'm up late yesterday evening working hard, trying to get the browsers to work. Nothing I could do would work. I just had to turn the computer off and go to bed, literally. There was nothing I could do. Couldn't do anything on the computer. I don't know, every so often it – and so I cleaned out all the technical stuff and everything and I could not do anything. I literally could not do any operation. Yeah, so that's what happened. And then go to bed and just didn't have any problem sleeping whatsoever. I guess I was so worn out. And my clock, I still haven't set it, so I just enjoyed the rest. Just was counting sheep. And you know how you kind of, you're sleeping and you kind of, feel something ain't right.
Right.
You know, because I guess my body knows that I'm normally awake. I just don't.
Exactly.
So today,
just like clockwork.
Yeah, but, guys. But that's what happens. You know, it gets a little crazy and hectic. It's hard to do all that stuff. It's not easy. Not easy out there, guys. Anyway, it's good to be with everybody today on this Tuesday morning. Yes, I'm really, really happy. We are live, guys.
This morning. We are.
We are live. It's August 8th, just 4 days to my actual birthday on the 12th on Saturday.
Yes.
But we're celebrating Friday on the 11th. We'll be celebrating early Friday morning, which I'm so excited about. I really am.
So
this
am
year
I.
is. It's not one of those big numbers. But, you know, okay, I'll just go ahead and tell you now. At the age of the ripe old age of just 36, I know it's a little
big.
Yeah, 36. I know you thought I was younger, but that's where I am. Oh, yeah, I'll accept that. 36 years young, and then, I'll accept that. We'll stop there. But yes,
but you know
just
what,
been,
Gary? I don't even count very much because I'm just grateful for another year of life, and I just celebrate.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me.
I'm
just celebrate.
You, I don't count anymore either because I can't quite count that high, so I just stop. I'm like those little 2-year-olds, you know, can barely count those numbers. I'm right there with them. No, I'm grateful as well. It's just, you know, it's a time of reflection. I love birthdays. I usually do something super exciting. This particular birthday on Saturday, I do get to spend it with my family probably the first time since I was a little kid.
That's wonderful.
I'll get an opportunity to see my family down in Philadelphia. So, yeah, that's really exciting. And real happy about that. Hey, let me tell you, for you guys out there, we have a zillion updates today. We have literally a zillion updates.
Wow.
The one that jumped out, yes, we have big stuff going on. The one that jumped out at me most, and I really want to talk about this, is the Salon TV Network.
Yeah.
We have a lot of stuff going on, but the Salon TV Network, what that is that our clients, it's our own private network. It literally is our own private network that any hair salon or home, you can have it at your house if you want. Your TV will be able to access our own Salon TV network, that we program with our thing. So it could be, you know, yes, and we've done it a few years back, so we perfected it. And I'm so proud to bring it back. I'm so proud.
It's going to be
really great. Yes.
Yeah.
Because we can also assign folks TV shows. We can give them a TV show. We can produce documentaries. We can broadcast. And so let's say there's a salon out in Los Angeles. There's a salon in Texas. There's a salon in Miami, Florida. Well, our Salon TV network plays on all those TVs in those shops or in those homes.
Right.
And it's with our programming. So we're the first to actually do it this way. Yeah. So I'm so happy. We've got the Salon TV. We've got everything going on. Salon TV network.
We never
stop. The magazine. We never stop. Well, that's why I get so worn out at night. we've got the Salon TV network, the wonderful Carapy products, which I'm so proud of. We've got every single thing finally just rolling, and we are killing it. And so I've got to thank you. Yes, Nicole Marie, our Michael Hodgson fans, you guys have just been doing a bang-em-up job and supporting us with what you're doing.
Yeah.
And we've been getting a lot of support. So
we have. It's been fabulous. Thank you so much.
It's been wonderful. Yes, from
you.
Keisha. Oh, well, you know, we're doing this. We're going to make it work for everybody. And we're real happy. Now, coming up, Michael Hopkins will be joining us.
All right.
He'll be joining us in about 15 minutes or so. Michael Hopkins, who hosts the Vet Talk Radio Show, and today at 8:30, he's got a special show that he'll be talking about in just a little bit. And this one is
something
interesting about forms. And yes, he's got some stuff to share, and we'll kind of, you know, all right, he'll be on and talk a little bit about that and bring
us
up
to speed. Gary.
Yeah. He's a good addition to the broadcast. And we're happy about it. He'll be celebrating his third season. We'll talk all about that in just a little bit. So, yeah, I'm super excited about it. Lots of things going on and just, you know, we're doing our thing. And I'm real happy about that. So, yeah, we really do. So we'll get ourselves together and just kind of, you know, we figured out what we got to do and just knock it on out. And that's what
we
do here.
That's it.
Yeah. So this will be on 7 forms to be used with filing claims. So we're going to kind of get that together. And we're going to see what we need to do. So it's going to be a little bit fun. So we're going to have folks stick it out and hang out with us on this. And I'm real kind of super happy about it. So what's going on down in Water Valley, Mississippi? How's the weather these days with all this global warming?
Yesterday we had some rain, and then the sun came out. It was so nice and so pretty. So this morning it is beautiful. It's warm already, but there is a chance of rain today. But, I mean, nowadays we never know, because sometimes the forecast says it's going to be nice. Then all of a sudden, we have some rain. So we really don't know.
Wow.
Just have to prepare for the heat and for rain at any time.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry about that. That sounds horrible. Oh, wow.
But we're hanging in there.
We're used to the weather. Yeah. But that's what I was about to say.
Pretty much used to it. Just be prepared for it, and if there's inclement weather, you know, we always have our warnings and our shelters and so forth. We've had some bad weather in the past, so whenever there's a forecast of inclement weather, you know, everybody ears perk up, and we really pay attention.
Wow. Well, I tell you something, I'm just blown away. I really am. And I just hope Yeah, for all of our states. And the folks out west, they're having a lot to deal with all of this. And it is definitely, it's a lot to cope with. So
it certainly is.
My heart goes out to them. Yeah.
Yes, all the flooding in Alaska and all of that.
Yeah,
it's just so much.
Exactly.
Just send thoughts and prayers out to everyone because there's just so much going on with this weather.
Absolutely. Well, listen, on to some good news. Coming up next year, you know how this past March we had everybody in New York City for our Hair Radio Show Live on Stage. Well, we are so excited to talk about this that we are having our own show again back in New York City live on stage. It'll be happening
live
on Monday,
on
January 8th. And this go-round, we literally are putting together a big show for everybody. So it's going to have all of those things, those little things that folks want. So, of course, we're going to have the best networking in the world. So everybody's kind of gathering back in New York City. We're going to be broadcasting live and do some live streaming, of course. Lots of healthy hair talk. Hair workshop. So we're doing some giveaways and some hair fashion. And then if that's not enough, there's a special theatrical performance. After all, it is the Gene Frankel Theater in New York City. And it is a beautiful location. That area just, it's so lively and exuberant. And young people, and it's a beautiful community of all types of folks. I just love it. I absolutely love this theater. Yes, it's heaven.
Yeah.
So,
I was so surprised,
guys,
Terry, because I really didn't know what to expect. But then we got there, and it's like, oh, my goodness, this is amazing.
That's right. Listen, guys, if you're
just
not
such
sure
a different atmosphere.
About, Nicole Marie and her wonderful husband, Mr. Lucy, they came out, flew all the way to New York City, and we have them here for our big show that we did at the Gene Frankel back in March of 2023, just earlier this year. So, yeah, we're ready. It's an annual thing. So we'll be back there January 8th of 2024. The theater is just, and it's so beautiful, and the backdrops and the yes, and we have a bar and all of that, and it's just gorgeous, So we're going to have a great time. I'm really looking forward to this. And now, tickets are available. We do sell tickets. We're also raising some money for our charities that we are, will support. And I have to say, it is, in part, let me just make that clear, it's going to be just great. So tickets are at eventbrite.com. They're there now. And if you want to get an early ticket, just reach out to us. Okay? So Eventbrite has the tickets, eventbrite.com. And I think I'll put them also on the Afrolock magazine site soon as well. So we'll be talking about all that stuff as the days go on. And some of the participants who will be joining us. I had some folks who already, they're ready. They are ready.
All right.
So, this is going
to
be great.
Don't want to miss it. Get your ticket
now. No, you don't want to miss it because it'll be great. It's really good. We're going to have a good time. That's all I can say this time. We're going to have a really good time.
Don't we all
want you
Gary?
Guys here.
We
really, really do. And that's the theme of this show, which is all about hair, beauty, and community. That's what we do. We produce the Hair Radio Morning Show, as you guys know. We produce our magazine. We produce our Afrolux magazine as well. And the Salon TV Network and our hair products. And our live events. And I can just keep going on and on and on and on and on.
Stay tuned, because you never know what's coming up next.
No, you really, really don't know. And so lots of good things, and we're just going to kind of keep things rolling along today and just making it happen. You know, Michael Hopkins, We're going to see if we can get Michael to the line in just a few minutes. We're so excited to find out what's going on with Vet Talk. And happy to say, So we might have some things that we might shift around. I'm going to talk to him just a little bit and see what we got going on.
Awesome.
Marie, I do want to talk a little bit. In certain states out there, the kids are already going back to school or have already gone to school.
We have already gone back to school last Thursday. We've been in session since Thursday.
In the state of Mississippi. Yeah.
Yes.
So for us in New York, we don't go till after, like, I believe it's September, something like Labor Day-ish type
time.
So kids are still out. But I do think I want to do something for AfroLock magazine. Our next issue will be out September 1st, and I want to talk a little bit about, on behalf of the parents, you know, returning to schools and returning to, you know, the kids to school, getting everything back. Yeah, I think we should have an article in our wonderful AfroLock magazine that speaks to the return to school. And I think that we're going to have Nicole Marie. She doesn't know. We're going to get Nicole Marie to put this together for us. Who else to talk to?
All right, all right.
But our own thing in the morning. And we talk about back to school. And I think it's this is a special fall September issue. So we kind of have to, you know, put something in there that's really good. And I think the parents will appreciate
it.
And who else to talk to besides
Very
you about that?
Very busy time when kids are going back to school and school supplies and all that stuff. Yes.
Yeah. That's fun. I used to look forward to going school shopping. And we would go shopping. My brothers would take me shopping. My mom would take me shopping. I'd pick out some new clothes. And, I mean, I'd pick out the fly clothes I could find. Whoa, boy, I really did.
Well, I'm not
that
surprised
was a big,
about
big,
that, Carrie.
Oh, we were so fashionable going back to school. Then you come home, I had to get out of my school clothes and put in my play clothes. And that's what we did. Those were the kids'
Take those
days.
Shoes
I'm sure
off.
You know.
Oh, yes. You didn't play in your
school
clothes.
Yeah, those were the days.
And your shoes.
No. I tell you, I just love it. Love those memories. Now, listen, speaking of that, and feeling good. You know what? And that's the thing. Those are memories that that just stay with you, and they're just warm. And that's what we're all about here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, is feeling good. Morning inspirational push.
Exactly.
And,
that lift.
That's what we're so out, just excited about. So listen, I want to kind of, tell everybody a little bit, because Nicole Marie, you always lead in each day, and we kind of talk about this, which really helps with motivation, and it's hope of the day. And so I'm kind of excited about this. So let's talk a little bit about hope
always
of the
excited.
Day.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Carrie. Well, first off,
you're welcome.
Hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past. And no matter what each and every one of us may be going through on a daily basis or have gone through, there is always hope, that positive expectation that things can and will change in our lives for the better. And we hold on to that hope because it gives our lives just so much meaning, just so much meaning. And so I want to share the hope of the day with all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this moment is courtesy of the book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. So our hope for today is be brave. You don't have to be movie brave or war brave. It's often just acting because you know it's right, even though you're scared. When you follow your heart, it's surprising how you find courage you had no idea you possessed. So hope of the day, be brave. What do you think about that today, Carrie?
Well, I don't think I could I don't think I could add anything to Patrick Lindsay and being brave. Let's see if we can get Michael Hopkins, Michael, to in and to weigh on this as well. But first, I got to say, I love that. I think it's important to be brave. Quite often, we are fearful of doing things that are new and getting out of our comfort zone.
And we miss out.
Let me raise my hand. I'm the worst. You gotta be brave. You gotta be brave. You gotta not be afraid to take on the challenges. You will not grow unless you do so. It's that simple,
exactly.
Folks. That's how I feel. How about you, Nicole Marie? How do you feel about it?
I totally agree with that. You have to step out. You have to take chances. And fear is a part of that where, you know, I don't think anybody is exempt from having fear at some point or another. But like you said, that's how you learn, that's how you grow, and that's all part of just maturing and growing, and that's part of being able to inspire and motivate others because they see you and know, hey, I can accomplish as well.
Exactly. Now, you guys know Michael Hopkins. He'll be with us at 8:30 for the new Vet Talk radio show, but right now, Michael, down in Spotsylvania, Virginia, good morning to you. You're on with Nicole Marie,
good morning,
Carrie
Hines,
and all the fans.
Hello. Good morning.
Now, Michael, good morning. Officially happy to show you've been listening. So any take on being brave on Nicole's wonderful hope of the day today?
Oh, yeah. Very much so. Oh, yeah. You have to be. Because how are you going to get anything done if you're not? You can't get things done. You have to step out, and you have to go for it. You know, I always love when she brings these things.
Yes, but Mike, I'm going to ask you, have there ever been a time that you've had to, you know, you might have been a little fearful at first, and you had to call on your brave inside spirit and move forward, and it turned out okay? Has there ever been a time that you had to be brave?
Sure. Sure, Karen, Nicole Marie. It's called joining the military.
Oh, get out of here. Really, Michael?
Yeah. Yeah, joining the military is a big, it's a whole new world. It's a big experience.
Yes.
And it's one thing from going from your civilian life and going to the military life. It's a big change.
Wow.
It's a very big change. And I'm forever grateful
that I took
that leap.
It sounds awesome, guys. Thank you, Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie. I'm so excited. Listen, I think you both are brave just to be on this show every day. You are killing it here at the Air Radio Morning Show and all of our amazing fans literally all over the globe who tune in. So you're doing a good job. You're brave. I don't even know. Your bravery,
We love it.
So, good stuff.
Love it, love it.
Is that not nice? Yeah, really good
Yes,
stuff.
It is.
So now let me tell you, like I said, we've got some big stuff going on. I'm still really thinking about not just the big show coming up, but the Salon TV Network. I really am, because here's what happens, guys.
Yes.
Once our show wraps this morning, I then kind of start working on getting the Salon TV Network programmed with all new content, with wonderful videos and all kinds of stuff. And it's just great. I still have my cooking show that I'm going to put on there. And just so much. And
I'm
really
looking forward to that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't matter where you live. You can have the Salon TV Network. So you can advertise your things. You can create commercials. You can have your own shows. You can create documentaries that we can air. Goes all over the country. And what I love about this is that it's not just in America. we actually can have the Salon TV Network airing all over the globe. So,
wow.
And it's not just some kind of YouTube channel. Let me just be clear on that. This is not a YouTube channel. Okay, this is actually on your TV. It's our Salon TV Network. Mm. So I'm
wow.
super excited about it.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Yes, it is, Gary.
Yeah, so this is really, I'll be busy getting that together and getting everything all set up for you guys. And I'm just, I'm real happy about it. So listen, Michael, now we're going to talk in just a little bit. We're going to talk about what's coming up today on the Vet Talk Radio Show, which comes up at about 8:30 or so this morning. We'll chat a little bit more about that. First, let's get a music break. I think this is always exciting on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, and I'm Kerry Hines, and we just always got so much to share. So listen, why don't we take a little bit of a music break, and we'll be back. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Going down a Have you been feeling like you're getting the short end of the stick when it comes to reading stories about our community? Well, I have. And so I'm glad to tell you that you should be subscribing to AfroLock Magazine at AfroLockMagazine.com. AfroLock Magazine is a great new monthly publication that really does unlock the richness and complexity of Black culture truly from the only perspective that matters, ours. So, subscribe today at www.AfroLockMagazine.com and be connected. AfroLock Magazine. We're making Black progress together.
You wake up and your house is a mess and you decide to clean up your house and doing it makes you feel better. That's a win. You need a pen, a Sharpie, and some post-it notes. Every time I do a live for you guys, for me, that's a win. Because honestly, I get very critical of myself and I just have to like put it aside. So I then take it off of here and I go put it up on my wall where I can see it. Every win you have, you put it on a post-it note and start creating your wall of wins so that you can see what you're accomplishing, so you can see what you're getting done, so you can stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start patting yourself on the back and giving yourself a reward for what you are getting done. Otherwise, you get to the end of the day and you feel like, I just didn't do anything. Because if you've been depressed for 3 days and you get up one day and you decide to make breakfast for your family, that's a win. And you need to be able to see your wins because your wins will inspire you to keep on winning. Your wins will inspire you to stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start focusing on what you are getting done because everything starts to align and you start doing more. My Stewie says, go to bed with a plan, wake up with a purpose. And I always say, don't put more than 3 things that you want to accomplish the next day. And as you accomplish them, write them down and put them on your wall of wins. So that when a client says no on a job, or you call and they said they're going to send you a check and you check your mail 2 days later and you still don't have the check, but what did you accomplish? What did you get done?
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois. And that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have 2 little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
There are five hard truths you may need to hear. Manipulation is when they focus on how you reacted instead of how they treated you. Some people will burn the bridge and then ask why you don't visit. Sometimes being alone is the upgrade. Sometimes you have to stop seeing only the best in people and start seeing what they show you.
Everyone talks about cutting people off, but no one talks about the grief that comes with having to stand firm on that decision, knowing that it's not what you wanted, but what was necessary.
This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Bond of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
All right. Yes, it's Tuesday morning, August 8th, 2023. Michael Hopkins is our co-host and co-star right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael, how's the weather down in VA in Spotsylvania today?
Oh, yeah. Just a little cloudy, but it's not bad. It's not bad. It's just a little cloudy today.
Oh, okay. All right. Not too hot down there for you guys. It's been very kind of wacky weather, not just here in New York where I am, but literally all over the country. So I hope you guys are taking precautions and paying attention when the weathercasters are telling us what to do and just you know, and just remember to check on your pets and folks who may have a little bit more of a challenging effort with mobility and things like that. And just make sure folks are doing okay. So listen.
Now, did it rain, Carrie, up last night?
Did it rain? It's been quite a bit of rain up here in the Northeast. It's just real cuckoo weather. But we're happy to have you guys with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show, the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. And I just want to remind folks we have a lot going on. As you guys heard just a little while ago, Michael, now Vet Talk. We've got to talk about the Vet Talk Radio Show. You're pretty much at the end of your second season, and you'll be rolling on into season three. So let's talk about that, Michael. Are you excited to be at season three? Did you ever think you'd make it this long in radio? I know you did. But what are your thoughts? What would you like to share with everybody about your journey here, Michael?
Wow, Carrie. It has been a tremendous ride. It really has. And we started out, as you know, we started out as just a, we thought, myself and the Angels, we thought, well, we'll do a little something, it'd be a nice little show, and that was it. But turned out that Vet Talk Radio became such a hit. And I kept having so many veterans reach out to me. And they would, hey, man, I like your show. I didn't know that. And I mean, you have been so informative to me. You know, I've had some people that actually they went on and they got either new ratings or they became 100% permanent and total as a veteran. And, you know, us as veterans, that's a big deal to get to 100% because it's a fight to get to 100%. A lot of the vets, they've gotten turned down with their claims, couldn't figure out why. And basically, with Vet Talk Radio show, we've educated veterans. And that's what they needed, Carrie Hines. They needed and continue to need education in the claim and compensation realm. And, you know, it just makes me feel good as a veteran myself. I'm a disabled veteran. And it makes me feel good that we are educating veterans on this claim and compensation process. A lot of us don't get this education. Many of us have been out for years and years. We've tried our hand at filing for compensation. We've had our disappointments, and sometimes we've gone to people that specialize in this, and we still get a little frustrated because we always feel that something is missing and we just don't know what it is. Well, Carrie,
well, I've got to say, you said it all, and you're absolutely right. The good news is that you, I say, Michael to the rescue with this show, and you don't have to be a veteran to tune in and listen. I say either we are a vet or we know a vet. And I just appreciate what you're doing. Myself, I'm the biggest fan of the Vet Talk Radio show. So we're going to have guys to stay tuned. And coming up at about 8:30 this morning, it's more Michael and Vet Talk Radio right here. You don't have to change anything. Just keep it right here. Also want to take a moment to quickly shout out to all the folks who helped you along the way. You have Nicole Marie, Noor Jahan, and, of course, Katrina. So really good stuff who really helped you to kind of – and helped us to kind of get the show off the ground. And now we're celebrating going into your third season, over 2 years of this broadcast. So really good stuff, Michael Hopkins, really good stuff. So listen, why don't we take a little bit of time to get some hair talk on. We got more Michael coming up in just a bit and so much more to get to today. So stay with us, folks.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines, and we have a very, very special co-host today with us on the Hair Radio show, the very great Darlene Alexander. Darlene, welcome to Hair Radio.
Thank you, Carrie. It is a pleasure to be here today.
Well, thank you. And with us on the line, we have another special guest. Her name is Dr. Darlene Cooper, and today's topic is on the subject of hair loss. And Dr. Cooper, we want to first of all welcome you to Hair Radio.
Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you. Now, the subject is on hair loss. Now, tell us a little bit about what your issue has been with hair loss, and tell our listeners about that.
Well, it's been a long, lifelong problem with me off and on due to the fact that I've been on so many medications over the years since a child dealing with immune deficiency, and later finding out that I had lupus at the age of 40. The medications I was on most of my life included steroids, anything that caused the tissue to, or the immune system to greater itself. And just recently had two surgeries and more medication. I actually, at one point, point in my life. I had been put on so much medicine that I need to get my hair done. So I went to the salon, and the lady had put the perm on, and I felt it was burning the heck out of me. But she said just a little longer, so she took it off after a half hour, looked like. Looked like I had hair. She blow-dried my hair, and the next thing I know, she had put it up in a sculpture, like, you know, fixed it up on top of my head, and I went home happy. When I got to the point where I wanted to take it down, I took the pins out, and the hair fell out in clunks. I had no hair in the back, and this is the type of thing I've suffered with over the years. Just recently, like I said, I had two surgeries this year, and the medication is taking me off the Richter scale as far as the texture of my hair and how it lays, and I have pretty long hair when it is on my head. I met Darlene, and she introduced me to a product from Purity, and her conditioner and her shampoo set I purchased from her, and I figured, what could I lose? I was about to cut my hair completely off because it was actually breaking off right by the scalp. And she seemed to be very attentive to what's going on with my hair, and she said she suggested that I get her product. So I did, and without reservation, I used it. And I noticed a difference in the texture of my hair. First of all, when I put the shampoo on, it was like it was tingling in my scalp. And not only that, it had a great scent. I love the scent of mint. Following that, I used a conditioner. I left it on my head, you know, just to let it saturate into my follicles. And when I got ready to blow dry my hair, there was hardly any hair coming out. Usually when I wash my hair, there's a pile of hair when I'm finished doing all the procedures. And I'm used to the hair loss. So I started using wigs and trying to basically cover my head. It's because I had so many pieces missing or areas that were very open with, you know, showing my hair where it was, like, shorter in some areas. So I used the product, and, you know, I said, my hair feels different, you know, after I blow-dried it. And she said, yeah, it does. So I've done it for the last 3 months at least. And my hair has changed. It's gotten real long. It's past my shoulders. It's 3 inches past my shoulders. And I'm just amazed. And I have gray hair, which I do use rinse on, and which is hard on it as it is. But my hair has really grown back. I'm just amazed by it. Darlene couldn't have introduced me to a better product than her Purity product. I feel that it's something that I should have had a long time ago. A lot of times you go to a salon, most people don't know what to put in your hair. They don't know how to treat medicated hair. Because we deal with the issues of loss of hair daily. We're on a lot of medication. Not only do I have lupus, I have, you know, just like I said, I've had other ailments over my life, and the medicine could be between 10 to 15 pills a day. I'm just thanking God that it's down to 8 now. And that's a lot of pills to be taking, but our product really has helped me. I would suggest it to anybody. Hair loss is not something that women really want to experience with. They don't want to go through that. Sure, I could have went to short hair and dyed it blonde. It would have looked good, but that's not what I really want. I want to have my own hair. My mom had long hair. My twin sister has long hair, even though she enjoys wearing her wigs. Very stylish young lady, but I really enjoy the fact that I can sling my own hair.
Understand.
And that's about it. That's about it. I really enjoy the fact that I can put it in a ponytail.
I hear you. Well, Dr. Cooper, first of all, I want to thank you again. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines. And today we're on the topic of hair loss, and co-hosting with me is Darlene Alexander. Now, she is the vice president of Heavenly Essence, Inc., the creators of Purity Hair Care Products. And Darlene's website is heavenlyessence.net. So, of course, you can reach her there. Now, we have on the line with us today Dr. Darlene Cooper, who is herself battling with the effects of hair loss due to, apparently taking medication over the years, and this has been something that has affected you. Dr. Cooper, tell us a little bit on how it has affected the people around you, if at all.
Most people who know me, I'm much in the limelight. I am a musician at the church, and my dad's church. I was raised in his church, and a musician, minister of music, and people notice you because you're up front. They notice I had different hairstyles every Sunday, it seemed like, because of the fact that I was losing my hair. I didn't really let anybody know. I was cutting it, trimming it, trying to make it even out, you know, and it was affecting my my esteem a little bit, losing hair like that. Because, like I say, I'm on the stage. I'm a gospel singer, and I really didn't like the fact that I had to start putting on a wig. But wigs are stylish. I commend anyone that can really wear them every day. But when you know that where you've been and you've had to walk in and you're trying to look as best you can and not have a fake facade, you know, it does affect you mentally, the hair loss. When you wake up and see your pillow full of hair, when you just want to merely just wash your hair and let it dry, and then you comb it out, and there's a pile of hair looking at you like, whose is that, you know, but it came out of your comb. It does affect you. There's always another way to skin a cat. I can always keep trimming my hair and make it look even or whatever, but it came a time where I couldn't even put it in a ponytail. And that really got to me, and the medications kept coming. I had other changes in my body. They were not regular. I had to adjust to, but the hair loss was the key thing that really subject me to really have a little bit of low esteem. Women like to look beautiful. I know we're beautiful from the inside out, but what's on the inside should reflect on the outside. And when you don't have that control, it really puts you in a bad situation.
Well, thank you for taking a moment to share that with us, Dr. Cooper. Now, are you currently being treated for hair loss? I understand that because of the medications and the different ailments, so they may not be treating you specifically for the hair loss, or is that the case?
No, they're not. They're not treating me for the hair loss. But I'm really thankful that I was able to meet Darlene. I changed churches, and I met her, and she always looks so beautiful, her hair, everything. Just shiny, just like mine used to be. And I sponsored her at my home to have a wig party for her. So she does sell wigs too. She caters to alopecia patients as well to build their esteem, and those who want to just accent what they already have. So I wanted to accent what I had, but when she came, she brought some products with her, and I start getting more interested in the products than the wigs.
Listen, I want to just take a moment right now to thank Darlene as well for being with us today. Darlene, you've done such a great job. Was there anything you wanted to add to that?
Actually, you know, with Dr. Cooper, it's been a pleasure, you know, working with her, and I do believe the reason why the products work so well because they help to clarify. They're clarifying, so they actually help to help script the medications from the hair and scalp, and that's why I believe she's seen such great results.
I don't fancy you too.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
All right. It's Tuesday morning, August 8, 2023. I'm Carrie Hines. It's about 8:05 New York time. Michael Hopkins from out of Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've been listening, too. Sometimes, you know, my computer has really been acting completely crazy these days. But as long as you guys can hear us out there, we're doing okay. You'll be able to play the show back after we wrap up this morning at 9. So I'm real excited about this, too. Yeah, because we have so much that we're trying to pull together for tomorrow's show, for Wednesday's broadcast. I'm super excited about that. We have a special guest joining us. I'm not going to tell you right now, so you got to tune in.
Wow.
So we'll be on from 6 to 9 Eastern Time, 5 to 8 Central tomorrow. That's Wednesday. Tomorrow is the 9th. Okay, August 9th, yeah.
Wow.
And don't forget, this Friday on August 11th, I just want to say it again, 2023, it'll be our broadcast show number 879. But most importantly, I'll be celebrating my birthday. My actual birthday is on August 12th on Saturday. But right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, we're having a special celebration, the whole broadcast, really. But if you join us around 8 Eastern, 7 Central time, then you're going to be able to party with us. And I've got some surprises in store. So I'm super excited.
Oh, it's
going to
be great.
Yeah, I love celebrating my birthday on the radio show and just kind of, you know, it's fun. It really is. We get to play some of my favorite songs. And, you know, my favorite songs are not, you know, my co-hosts, they, you guys, we all like, we play a lot of music that we all like. But I've got some surprises in store.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm real excited about that. And then we're going to talk a little bit about what's happening here at the show. We have a lot of changes, a lot of great things that are you know, coming about, and I'm just real happy about that. I really am. So many things. So, Michael, you've got season 3 on the way of Vet Talk. Are you excited?
Oh, Carrie, I am very excited on season 3. I am very excited. You know, we even have a theme for season 3, and I actually call it R-H-O-V.
We're going to start singing a theme song. But,
I won't be singing Love Boat on the show right now.
Okay, all right. Yes, I remember that. And I've got a brain teaser for you. You just mentioned the Love Boat theme. So this is from back in the day with Gopher and Julie and Isaac, the bartender. Well, Mr. Know Everything, Mr. Michael Hopkins. We've had one of the actual guests on our broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. This is an easy one. Who actually sang the theme song of the Love Boat. Was a guest right here on our broadcast. Can you name that? Who that singer of the Love Boat theme song who was a guest right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show?
Oh, you are definitely stumping me. Oh, man. I know it's not Ted Lang. I don't think
we're
it was Ted Lang. He wasn't much of a singer. But,
Carrie,
you really... You're stumping me. I can hear the voice. Wow. I can even see the credits rolling on the show. I cannot think of his name. Wow.
Well, the person you are thinking about was, I believe, Jack. Jack, I think it was Jack Jones. I think that the person you are thinking of
who was the original theme song for The Love Boat, sang the original theme song. But my guest was Miss Dionne Warwick, who actually in the later years of The Love Boat, she sang it over. So they used her version in the later years of The Love Boat show.
Dionne
Warwick has been a guest right here on our broadcast. I had an opportunity to chat with her. I probably should have asked her about the Love Boat days.
Wow,
but,
yeah.
She filled us in on everything else. She's really just a great lady. But, yes,
I just love
the
that
theme,
though, Carrie.
I thought I got you there, Mike, but I think I got
you. Oh, yeah,
you
did. You did. Yeah, that the original ones, I just love it because it just fits so well with that show and the time in history that show was on television. It just fits so well.
Yeah, they brought back some version of it where it was like a reality version. It was nowhere near that entertaining.
It's just not, Carrie.
And they could have easily brought back an updated version of that, and it would have worked just beautifully.
It would have been great.
I don't know what's up with folks who they just, you know, these folks in these positions, they just, I don't know. Like, where did they get their jobs from? Their uncle or somebody?
I don't know, Carrie. It just reminds me of some of these reality TV shows. And
we're going to be talking about some of that in days to come. TV has not been the same. For those
very
of
much
you who
so
like
can.
Me, you're affected by the writer's strike in some level, you know, in one way or another. Your favorite TV show, as you could tell, is not quite the same. And I'm hoping that this strike is over. The nanny and her people that are out walking the line, you know, I hope they can get it all settled with these big boss companies and entertainment companies and get us back on track.
So that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, you say right, Michael
so. Hoffman? Oh, yeah, very much so.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Michael, I'm going to send you off. So you can get ready for your vet talk. We're going to try to get that going. And just stay with us. We've got a lot more to get to this morning on the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. So, yeah, I'm really, really excited. So just stay with us, folks. We'll see. Right? We're going to see how we do. Just stay with us. We've got more to go.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth, and always feel that your life has ultimate significance.
I am an endangered species, but I sing no victim song. I am a woman, I am an artist, and I know where my voice belongs.
Michael Hopkins. Now, I am so excited to talk about today's Vet Talk radio show, Michael. Now, you have something that I don't think, a topic that we have never, ever discussed on this broadcast. So before we jump on in, I want to just wish just all of your amazing fans and all of our fans, really, for
the Vet Talk Radio Show, just to offer a salute and a thank them for their incredible service and commitment to this broadcast. Michael, I'm ready to jump on in.
Wow, Carrie?
Yes. So what is this all about? So it's, like I said, it's a topic that we've not discussed. Go ahead and share it with everybody.
Carrie. Wow, the topic that we're going to be talking about is the 7 correct forms to be used when filing vet claims.
Okay, so the 7 correct, I think that's the key word.
That's the key word, correct forms.
Okay, so tell us why is the subject of forms and completing the forms so important?
Well, you know, Carrie, the reason why it is so important for veterans to know what forms to fill out, because these forms are going to the United States government, the Office of Veteran Affairs, VA Claims and Pension Section of the Benefits Section.
Wow.
And as we all know, or we should know,
yes.
The VA, you know, we should know, but, you know, the VA is like any other government entity. They operate on forms. Different forms do different things.
Wow.
And the individual veteran has to be aware of what form does what. If you're not aware of this, you will be in limbo for a very long time trying to file for compensation.
It makes me think a lot about that's why I the way that you describe this, I'm like, wow, this is really important. Like they'll be in limbo land literally waiting for a response.
Right.
And
that's
just incredible, Michael. So this is really going to be helpful. And again, who would think forms, how incredibly important the correct form is. And that's what you're talking about today.
Very much so.
All right. Well, Michael Hopkins, all the way from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, take it away.
Well, Carrie, number 7 is a VA form 21-0845. A lot of vets haven't really heard of this form, or they don't even use it. And this one's a very important one. Reason being, its title is called Third Party Authorization.
Third Party Authorization. Okay.
Right. Wow. And this form allows other people to have access to the veterans' claims and compensation files that are at the VA.
Perfect example,
Karen. Believe it or not, I'm a married veteran, have a spouse. The VA actually pays me extra money because I have a spouse. But this form, if she does not fill out this form with my help, and I sign off on it, she has no access to any of the claims, any of anything that's going on with me in the claims process, nothing, zip, nada.
I am so happy just to hear this. You know, I'm not a veteran, but I love the fact that you're explaining this because I just made the assumption that one wouldn't even be necessary or required. And so that sheds a lot of light just in that.
Very much so.
Amazing.
You know,
wow.
And you know, Carrie Hines, literally, if a veteran spouse called the claims and compensation section and asked about her own spouse, tell you they can't tell you.
Wow.
They were literally, and I've had some of the spouses of the veterans I've been helping, they literally say, you have to put your husband on the phone. Can't talk to you.
Wow.
And if your husband was comatose or he's in the hospital, he's unconscious, you know, it could go on. And now that vital information that you need, you don't have access to. But this form, this third-party authorization form, makes that possible. And it doesn't have spouse.
Michael, so who is entitled to be able to complete that form? You mentioned about the spouse, but are there other folks who could be considered third party?
Well, you know, Carrie, it could be the children of the veteran. It could be the mother and father of the veteran. It could be brothers, sisters of the veteran. As long as the veteran authorizes that person, it could actually be a non-relative if the veteran authorizes it. That's the key word. The veteran has to authorize it.
Mm.
And then they allow access.
That sounds to me like a very important form, Michael.
Oh, it's very important.
Wow. Number 7, third-party authorization form. Wow.
Very
important. Okay, you kicked off that. Okay, very good. Wow. All right.
Yes.
What's at number 6, Michael Hopkins?
Now, at number 6, Carrie Hines, this is a form. It's called a VA form 10182.
VA form. Wow. Okay. That's
10182.
10182. Okay. Form 10182.
Now,
what is that?
This particular form is a decision review request.
A decision review request. Okay, Michael, what on earth? I kind of have an idea, but please break it on down for all the veterans.
This particular form is sent to the Board of Veteran Appeals, or as we know it as veterans, as the BVA. That's what it stands for, the Board of Veterans Appeals. Pretty much this particular form is used when a veteran is dissatisfied with the VA's decision about their claim or claims. The veteran is dissatisfied. Maybe they got denied. Maybe they got a lower rating, and they know with all the medical evidence and doctor's note, everything they had, they knew they should have gotten either rated or they should have gotten a higher rating for compensation.
Mm.
Since they don't agree with what the VA decision was, they can file this form to the BVA, and pretty much they're going to have to kind of wait in line till it's their turn to go in front of the Board of Veteran Appeals. At the Board of Veteran Appeals, they have what's called laws judges. And it's a minimum of 3 of them, and they literally judge your case. They get all the medical evidence, lay statements. They have all of that in front of them, and they make a decision on your particular case. And this is about almost the highest point you can go as a veteran. There's one more court after this one.
Wow.
But
that's incredible.
This particular court,
Who are these folks on this, who comprise of these boards?
They're judges. Actually, they're lawyers. They just call them law judges. These lawyers have been appointed by the VA.
Mm-hmm.
That's who appoints them. And they weigh your evidence. And believe it or not, Carrie, any veteran can actually go to va.gov, the VA's website, and you can actually see the results of cases, of case law.
Wow.
And it's very helpful, reason being, the reason why it's so very helpful is because other veterans have gone through the same thing other veterans have gone through. And the Board of Veteran Appeals has made decisions either in the veteran's favor or not in the veteran's favor. So if you're going to file a claim as a veteran, this is something you may want to look at. Or if you've gotten turned down, you've gotten denied a rating, you may want to look at the decisions that were made with the Board of Veteran Appeals. Because it gives you as a veteran insight. It doesn't use names, of course, because it's the court system. But what it does do, Kerry Hines, it describes the whole case of what the veteran did, the veteran, what they filed for, why they filed for it, this is what happened. If they were, say, for example, they're a combat veteran, they filed for tinnitus, but they got turned down. Well, their whole case from top to bottom would be in there, and what the VA said, what the court system said, if the veteran had representation, what the representation said, what they produced, what they brought to the court system. And at the end of all of this, a decision is made. So, I mean, it's great.
Yeah, I was about to say, this is amazing because you don't have to feel that that you have no recourse.
Right.
So this is important.
So very important, Kerry. Very important. Oh, yes. Very important.
Wow. Well, Michael, that sounds very helpful. What's at number five?
Kerry, at number five, it is the VA Form 20-0996. This particular form, it's called a HLR. That's what we call it as veterans, but as civilians, it's called a higher level review. That's basically what it's called. It's a higher level review form. And it's filed, once again, when you, the veteran, want a decision that was granted to you, you want that decision reviewed by a higher level person that's a reviewer, a supervisor. You may not be satisfied with the answer you got from just a regular person that did your claim. You may not be satisfied with their answer.
Okay, so Michael, yes, go ahead, please, because I want to make sure the difference between that U form
and the other
and
one, right?
Sure.
Right. The other one, number six, we just talked to. You're going to a formal court system, and it takes a while to get to the court system. There are thousands of people ahead of you. Literally, thousands of people, Kerry. When I say thousands.
You mean thousands.
Maybe 50,000, 40,000, 60,000.
And you actually have to wait your turn is what you
said. You have to wait your turn, not unless you're getting ready to pass away or you're terminally ill or you're over a certain age.
So then you skip to the front of the line or move up a little bit.
Right. Then you can, Other than that, we see you when we see you. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, well,
now,
wow. Okay, I'm speechless on that.
Pretty much the higher level review is a lot quicker because you're getting somebody, you're getting a hands-on with someone that's maybe a seasoned person that works for the VA, and they're in a higher level than the regular person that's just doing your claim. usually when you do high-level reviews, people like that, they've been working for the VA maybe 10-plus years. They've been in this system, the claims and compensation system.
Wow.
So they understand a lot of things, and they know how to go through the regs and look and find, and they know how to make sense out of things. You know, I've had the high-level reviews before, and I'm glad I had it because they found, the high-level review person found that there was an error in a claim that I found, but it wasn't my fault as the individual veteran. It was the person that adjudicated my claim. They made an error. And if I hadn't have said anything about it, and unfortunately a lot of veterans don't say anything, and that's why I always harp on those decision letters that we get for these claims. You have to read them over and over, Carrie Hines, because in those decision letters, what we're talking about now, that's what affects what we're talking about now, those decision letters.
Wow.
And this,
so the 20 days,
right, this higher level review, and a lot of veterans go for it because, believe it or not, you can actually, you can request to talk to a real live human being from the VA claim section.
Wow.
You can request, and all they want you to do is to explain to them why you think you should be rated for something. What's missing? What did we miss? That, and that's how they look at it. They want to know what did they miss that you see that would entitle you to a rating as a veteran.
Amazing.
That's what they want to know. Sometimes it's something very simple, Carrie. Sometimes the rater that you had overlooked something. They overlooked a piece of, like, your service. They didn't look at your DD-214, your paperwork as when you got out of the military, and it says all where you served and what you did. Maybe they didn't look at it carefully enough to realize they categorized you in the wrong job. So therefore, you didn't get rated for something in particular. You know, your favorite one, the tinnitus?
Yes.
And maybe that's what – they overlooked it. They overlooked it. A lot of times, you know, they're on quotas. They got to get out so many decisions in a day. And you know, they have to have a production and all that. And sometimes we're all human beings, and sometimes we miss things.
So that's, you kind of need somebody with a little bit more experience than the person, the typical first-line person.
Right, wow. Right, pretty much.
Higher
pretty
level
much.
As you are. Okay.
Yes. Very important.
Really good stuff, Michael.
Oh, yeah.
Great. Okay, so again, just to remind everybody, these are the correct, can't stress that enough, forms to be used when filling out claims. You're covering the top seven. Okay, want to hear number four. Michael Hopkins, take it away.
Well, Carrie, number four is the VA form 20-0995. And once again, this particular form is another decision review form. It's a request. But the difference is in this one, Carrie, this is a supplemental claims form. And it's used when a veteran's claim is either denied or, once again, you disagree with the VA's decision. The difference is this. You, the individual veteran, provides new and relevant evidence to the VA that they previously don't have or it was never submitted to them. That's the difference.
Wow.
It's so very important. A lot of veterans, unfortunately, don't use this form nearly enough, Carrie. They don't.
Well, it sounds pretty
pretty straightforward, Michael, when you say, supplemental information, something that may have not been disclosed previously. So I see that's the difference there with that form. That sounds okay.
Right.
But I mean, it sounds pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it is, Carrie. Unfortunately, sometimes with veterans,
yes,
this is what I've seen that happens when I go to help a vet and they've submitted this form. What they failed to do was, it's a key word on that form, Carrie Hines, and I said the key word. The key word is it has to be new and relevant evidence that the VA doesn't previously have. And guess what most vets do? Guess what
they
submit?
Repeat the same stuff, just sending back
yes,
the same information.
Two and three times I've seen some people do this.
Wow.
And I'm looking at them like,
goodness,
oh, my God, did you read the form? It says
wow,
new and relevant evidence. Key words.
Yeah.
It has to be new. It has to be relevant. If it's not
wow,
new or relevant, guess what happens to your decision from the VA?
It's probably going to be the same.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, your last decision letter is going to look like this decision letter.
Exactly. Well, Michael, this is a really important item that you just said. And I
right,
think a lot of it has to do with that word supplemental.
Right.
While I think I know what that word might easily mean, and I know most veterans probably do as well, but surely there are some who might misinterpret what that's really kind of saying or what it really means,
right,
perhaps.
Right. And you're absolutely right, Carrie. Absolutely right. That's why, once again, I strongly suggest to a lot of the veterans and non-veterans on here who are advocates for veterans and families and they're trying to help a vet, make sure you seek someone like myself who's an accredited claims agent that can help you with these forms. As credit claims agent, we know about these forms. We know what you're supposed to submit. And we're going to help you submit the correct forms so
right,
that you can get the compensation that you deserve.
Wow. I've got to say, very interesting. Again, the decision form, again, in a request form, supplemental form, and new, as you said, so not previous.
Right. New and relevant. Two keywords.
New and relevant. Very important.
Yes.
Okay. Well, so far, Michael, these are all, they make really good sense and pretty explanatory, almost really self-explanatory, but but the points are really, really great to drive them on home. I have to be honest. So really good stuff. All
very
right,
much
Michael.
So, Karen.
You're at number three.
Carrie, at number three, we're talking about VA Form 21-10210. This form is the lay witness statement form. It actually replaces the 21-4138. That was the old witness form or lay form, lay evidence form or buddy form. This one replaces it, the VA Form 21-10210.
It's a lot. And what's the title of that form again?
This is the Lay Witness Statement Form.
The Lay Witness Statement Form. Okay.
It's a lot.
All right.
This actually, Carrie, this form is a lot more user-friendly than the last version was, especially when you had other people other than yourself that were witnesses to what happened to you, or they have a lay statement. This one's a lot more friendly to the formatted. In other words, it's formatted a lot better
for someone to help
the old
veteran.
Form, this has been improved, so to make
right,
it
it's been
easy.
A great improvement. And like as I said, this form is used by veterans or their witnesses to describe the injury or illness the veteran sustained either during active duty or as a secondary issue. Very important.
Yeah. And so some of the this is to offer that support that the veteran will need in that process with the claim. Wow.
Very important. Once again, Karen, it is so important, and I want veterans to understand this. This lay witness form is so important. A lot of the vets don't really understand how the importance of this. When you submit a claim for compensation, the VA, i.e. the claims people, they look at this, these forms that would lay witness evidence or statements, they look at it very heavily. They really do.
It weighs.
Because,
well, that would make sense,
Yeah, it's very helpful if you have a spouse that describes your injury or illness on a daily basis, not just you, the veteran, talking about it, but you have a spouse that can talk to the VA day by day. This is what I experience with my spouse. Their up days, their down days, the time we go to the marketplace, the time the spouse fell because of the injury or illness, or the time the spouse had road rage, they blew up in the car and they chased somebody down and hopped out the car and they were getting ready to do bodily harm to a person.
And that corroboration,
key word, that corroborates. So when the veteran goes in to their claims and pension examination, the examiner has these statements also, along with the whole package that the VA sends to them to look through. And the VA has certain things that they tell these people to look for with a veteran. So that's why these lay witness statements are so important. And you know, Kerry, one of the things about these lay witness statements, I always tell my veterans, just do short, sweet, to the point. You're not writing a novel.
No,
I have some guys, right, they got like 5 pages, and I'm asking them, well, I got to take them from this time, then we got to, no, you don't. You only need to do short, sweet, to the point of this whole exercise. Every time I help a vet and we go short, sweet, to the point, guess what happens?
They get it.
They get raided. And they'll say, I wonder why I didn't get raided before. Well, this is why. You're trying to write a novel, War and Peace, when this is just, you know, it's like I'm sending you an email. This is what happened. This is why I think I deserve this. That's it.
Well, I appreciate even hearing that, Michael, because I'm thinking that the veterans, they can zoom in on what needs to be communicated now. Because, see, they might think that they have to be over-elaborative, but they don't need to be necessarily.
Sure
that's
don't.
Really,
not necessarily.
All right. Well, you, Michael Hopkins, are covering the seven correct forms. Again, correct is that key word. The correct form to be used when filing claims. Yeah, so this has been very helpful. And you're number two.
Right. Now, this form, out of all the forms we've talked about so far, this one is a key form. Without this form, you don't have the other forms. Believe it or not, you do not have all the other forms. And this is a VA form 21-526EZ.
Okay.
It has a very nice little long title.
21-5260EZ. Okay.
Right. It is called the Application for Disability Compensation and Related Compensation Benefits.
Wow.
Mouthful, wasn't it?
And yes. Okay. Application of Disability Compensation
disability
and Related Compensation. Oh, my.
Benefits. Big, long,
wow.
Fancy title on this. Has in this form, it's 15 pages with this form. 15 pages. But, of course, the reality is, Carrie, you only need from pages 9 through 14. that's
oh.
The actual application.
That's actually good. That's only 5 so pages, so that's pretty good.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. But the government explains so much to you. How to fill the form out, why you're filling the form out, what goes here, what don't go there. I mean, it's all fine. Well, it's beautiful the way they explain it. Essence, this is what starts it all, Carrie Hines. This form right here, this application to file for compensation. This is where it all begins.
Wow.
And if
That's a very important form.
And believe
wow.
you me, Carrie, if you don't sign in the right places on this form, if they cannot read this form in certain places, if you don't fill it the way they want it filled out or at least pretty close to it, they will either send you the form back or they'll send in 30 days after you submit this, Carrie, on average. The government, i.e. the VA claims and compensation section, will send you a nice little government letter. They'll be as nice as they can. They will explain to you why something is missing. We're trying to help you. And this is the government. And guess how many days they give you to get the information back to them, Carrie Hines?
Uh-oh, I'm afraid. But how many days, Michael?
The big 3-0, 30 days. And when they say 30 days, Carrie Hines, they don't mean 31 days. I get to it when I get to it.
Calendar days, is that right? So it's like from...
Pretty much, yep.
Wow.
They make sure you know that because it's on... When they send you that letter, it's... highlighted
it's
on that letter.
Wow.
It's
Michael.
In big, bold letters in black ink. Stevie Wonder could read it. That's how bold it is.
Wow.
When they say 30 days, Carrie Hines, they mean 30 days to get this done.
That is incredible.
If you don't get it done, it's not looking too good. You can wait a
wow.
year if you want to. And I suggest you don't. I suggest as soon as you get that letter, chop, chop, hop to it. Get whatever it is
wow.
that the VA says you need and resubmit it quickly. This is one of those times. It slows your claim down, in other words, Carrie.
Right.
If you don't
course.
Do what the VA says, now that's 30 days out of your claim. The average
right.
for claims for veterans, it's about 120 days. That's the average, give or take. They can do it
that's
quicker.
Like 4 months.
Yeah, they can do it less than 4 months. They can drag it out to a whole year. Carrie Hines, which train would you rather be on?
I want to be on the speedy train.
Thank you. Thank you. And that's
yeah.
what I tell my veterans. I tell them, we sit down, we fill all this stuff out the right way the first time, we send everything in. If we've done this correctly with these forms, guess what happens in at least 30 days if we've done everything correct? We
wow.
start getting answers from the VA. They start
yeah.
sending us to appointments. We start getting calls from contractors. We start getting all it. But if you don't do this right, 3 months can go by. 6 months can go by. A year can go by. And we don't want that.
Really,
we don't want that.
Process, Michael. How
very fun. Much so. And as I said, this VA form 21-526EZ, very important form.
It is the beginning of a veteran filing. That's why it's so important.
Well, Michael, if that form is so important, I cannot wait to get to number one on this. But first,
Very
before we
so.
Do, you always take a moment to remind everybody of the numbers that lead to number one. So please, Michael, give everybody a brief review of some of these correct forms that you've already mentioned today.
Very much so, Carrie Hines. Now, number seven is the VA form 21-0845, and that's your third-party authorization form. Number six, that's the VA form 10182. That is the decision review request, and that's from the Board of Veteran Appeals. That's where it goes to.
The BVA.
BVA. Number five, that is the VA form 20-0996. This is better known as the higher level review form. This is when the individual veteran requests a high level person to review their claim. Maybe they have a difference of opinion with the person that adjudicated their claim or gave them a decision. That's what that form is used for.
Very important.
Number four. VA form 20-0995. This is known as a supplemental claims form. This form is used when a veteran is either denied compensation or the veteran agrees with the VA's decision. They may have been awarded, but they think they deserve a higher rating. Basically, new and relevant evidence is submitted by the veteran. That's that form. Number three, VA form 21-10210. It is a lay witness statement form. And this is pretty much used by the veteran, used by someone that submits evidence to show the veteran's injury or illness. Very important form. Number two, this is the VA form 21-526EZ. This is the application for disability compensation and related compensation benefits. This is the key form out of all these forms. This is the beginning form for veterans to file, and this form must be filed correctly.
Wow. I'm just blown away with seeing these forms today. Michael, I have to say, when I first heard the idea, you were talking about forms, I had no idea how critical. Now I can really attest to this, how important this is. Let me just officially jump in and say thank you for bringing all of this to our attention before you get to number one. And just to remind all the veterans out there that you, Michael Hopkins, will be making a contribution each month to AfroLock Magazine, which is my new publication that I put out each month, which talks about hair, beauty, and community. What I'm loving about this, under the community umbrella, you'll be sharing all kinds of wonderful info for the veterans to know more about claims filing. So I'm super excited. And they can simply go to AfroLockMagazine.com. That's spelled AfroLock Magazine.com for more information and to look at Michael's column and subscribe to the magazine. Michael, great job. Okay, we're ready for number one.
Wow, Carrie. Number one, VA form 21-0966.
Okay.
in this form, lots of veterans overlook this form, believe it or not, because they don't know about this form. And this one's a very important form. It's called the intent to file form.
Hmm. The intent to file.
Intent to file. It's kind of funny, isn't it? But the government works like this. The government has a form for me to file for a claim, and this form is for me to tell the government that I'm going to file for a claim, and I'm going to use the other form to actually file for the claim. That's what the intent to file is for. You're letting the government know that sometime between the time I turn this form in and a year from now, I'm going to file for compensation. I don't know what I'm going to file for because the government, they don't ask you that part on this form, Carrie Hines. They just say, you plan on filing? And then you say, yep, sure do.
Wow. So this is kind of like offering them a heads up, so to speak.
Yeah, pretty much. But you know the benefit of using this form, Carrie Hines?
What is the benefit?
The moment that the VA gets this form, the claim section, whatever that date is, one, you have a whole year to file a claim from that date, and it'll still be valid. Two, within that year, if you file a claim within that year and you win a claim for compensation, the VA, i.e. the claim section, has to go all the way back to the date that you did an intent to file. They have to start your pay. If they owe you any retro pay or back pay, they have to start all the way back at that date and pay you forward.
Wow, that is important.
Wow.
But, Michael, does this mean all the veterans have to, is it wise for them to complete an intent to file form first?
Oh, well, yeah, it is A number one, as we would call it in the military. It is so very important to file that form. Because you don't know when you're going to be ready to file your actual claim. But as long as that information is there and it clearly says that on this date I put in for a claim, as long as it's there, they have an obligation to you as the individual veteran to go all the way back to that particular date that they rubber stamp this and start from there. It's called an effective date, Carrie Hines. That's what it's called for your claims. It's called an effective date. And that is the most important date that you want when it comes to claims. Right.
Wow.
Yes.
And you said they have a whole year to file
that
claim.
You as the individual, you have a whole year to file that claim. You know, some people, it takes them 6 months to gather information, 3 months. Some of them, it takes them almost a year to gather what they need. And then they file that claim right in the nick of time. So a whole year. It could mean, it literally, Carrie Hines, it could mean the difference in thousands of dollars for a veteran.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Literally.
What I'm just like really about all these different forms, some of the helpful forms that you've mentioned today, Michael, you use as the first part of the process. Others may be a little bit on the back end of the process. Your way that you break everything down is immaculate, Michael. And let me just officially say that. Outstanding work.
Thank you, Karen.
Outstanding. Yes. And to all the veterans out there who tune in, again, we offer our heartfelt thank you. We salute you. We appreciate you. And we love you. So thank you so much. Michael, I've got to say, great topic today. Again, the seven correct forms to be used when filing claims today on the Vet Talk Radio Show. Okay, Michael. Now, what do you always lead off your show with? What's your official sign-off, Michael, on the broadcast?
Well, Carrie, it's all about the vets, their families, and the advocates of the vets.
Well, on that note, I want to say thank you. Again, Michael Hopkins. I'm Kerry Hines from Brooklyn, New York, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Kerry Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast is sponsored in part by our friends at FixYourFeet.com. Rugged Evolution, Smooth Black Ink, Stimulating Roots, and our entire sponsorship family. We thank Michael Hopkins and his Angels panel and all of you. Thank you.